This is Akashwani, the news read by Ashish. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement will act as force multiplier to support the global economy. Addressing the India Global Forum UK-India Week in London yesterday, Mr. Goyal said, Free trade agreement with the United Kingdom is the most comprehensive agreement that India has entered into so far. The minister reached the UK on a three-day visit to review the preparedness of both countries for the implementation of the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA, which will enter into force from 15th of next month. Mr. Goyal added that the agreement will further integrate both countries into global value chains and open new avenues for economic cooperation and growth. Venezuela's National Assembly President Jorge Rodriguez announced that the death toll from two powerful earthquakes has risen to 188 people, with 1,520 others injured and 200 still trapped. Mr. Rodriguez stated that at least 2,927 families lost their homes after powerful back-to-back 7.2 and 7.5 magnitude earthquakes struck around 160 kilometers west of the capital Caracas. The second earthquake was the strongest to hit Venezuela since 1900. He added that 250 buildings, primarily in La Guaira, have been damaged or destroyed. Meanwhile, Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, has declared a state of emergency. Addressing the nation, Ms. Rodriguez announced the suspension of classes and non-essential activities until further notice. She also activated the public and private health networks in the most affected areas. The Director General of Civil Aviation yesterday said that it was investigating an incident when an Air India plane came in front of an Indigo aircraft on the same taxiway at the Ahmedabad airport yesterday. According to DGCA, after clearing the runway, it was given taxi clearance to proceed to the international apron via taxiway P and taxiway G. The DGCA said that the aircraft continued on taxiway P instead of turning onto taxiway G towards the international apron. The crew immediately stopped the aircraft. It noted that approximately at the same time, an Indigo aircraft operating flight from Ahmedabad to Mumbai was taxiing on the same taxiway for departure. The ministry added that the Indigo aircraft also stopped and both aircraft maintained a safe distance from each other. It noted that the Air India aircraft was later towed to its parking stand. The Ministry of Jal Shakti has extended the timeline for citizen feedback on Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari 2.0 portal until the 31st of July. The ministry said that the portal provides a platform for citizens across the country to share their feedback on water conservation, rainwater harvesting, groundwater recharge and storage works reported under the Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari 2.0 initiative. Through this, citizens who wish to provide feedback on the assets created under the initiative may submit their observations on portal. The Maharashtra government will invoke the stringent Maharashtra Control of Organized Crime Act, if applicable, against those arrested in the Pune Hooch tragedy that claimed 22 lives. At least 22 people lost their lives between 26th and 29th last month after consuming spurious country liquor laced with high levels of toxic methanol in Phugewadi, Dapodi areas of Pimpri Chinchwad in Pune. Replying to a calling attention motion moved by MLC Amit Gorkhe, Minister of State for Home, Yogesh Kadam told the Legislative Council yesterday that all accused in the case have been arrested and action has been taken against 13 personnel of the state excise and police departments. He said the factory from where ethanol was sourced was licensed, but action had been initiated against those who illegally diverted the chemical for manufacturing spurious liquor. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Navy, has stressed that the vessels transiting the Strait of Hormuz must use only the routes officially designated and announced by Iranian authorities. It made the remarks in a statement published on the IRGC's official news outlet, Sepah News, while warning that ships' movement through other routes is dangerous and prohibited. And that is the end of this news bulletin.